Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, we're back. Marks and Reese, top five at five, coming up in a second. Phil's and Nationals tonight. We'll give you the starting lineup. Coming up here, I'll do it a little bit later on as we segue into leading off with Joe Giglio. That's coming up at 6 o'clock. But, you know, Phils go 2-4 on the road trip, Ike. You know, no real surprise.
Mm-hmm.
Got to come home, got a day game tomorrow, have a doubleheader on Friday. So, you're playing some home games, you're playing some NL East teams. Get some wins here now.
Be nice. I mean, yeah.
It'd be nice to climb back up into the playoffs,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, to get into the conversation at least.
Man, might be a long July getting to training camp. Anyway, all right, we'll go back to the phones in a second. But, top five at five.
Well, since we're on the subject of Ben Simmons, I thought I'd rank the five Ben Simmons trades I would make right now and see if you guys agree or disagree.
Oh, it's like a trade machine.
Yeah, the Jack Fritz trade machine, top five at five. I mean, I don't know what it is, but it's a superstar segment.
All right, let's do it.
All right, number five, I have Ben Simmons to the Indiana Pacers, reunite with Carson Wentz, of course, for Malcolm Brogdon and TJ McConnell. You bring back TJ, you get the point guard you need, and Brogdon, 20-point score, great defender.
And I'll riot.
You riot?
I'll riot by myself, yes.
No.
I'm out. No, thank you.
Yes, no.
Well, that's the reason why it's number five. Okay. Let's see if you like number four.
All right.
Ben Simmons to the Portland Trail Blazers for CJ McCollum and Anthony Simons.
Who?
No, he's a little short. He's a shooting guard. He's pretty athletic.
I'll take Rocco.
Explosive.
Not to be confused with Miles Simons or Anthony Hardaway, though.
No,
right?
Anthony Simons. Simons
or Simon right. And yeah. Simon, that TV show in the 80s.
He always had good games against the Sixers. Maybe that's kind of blinding my judgment.
Right.
Seems
or Simon
like he
says.
Can fill it up.
I like CJ McCollum, even though the Trailblazers want to get rid of him because he's been a disappointment, too.
Yeah, but, you know, that could be, you know, he's playing in Dame's shadow. This would let him go kind of, you know. Be a peacock
but
and free his wings.
If you give me Rocco, and the Sixers would have to add some salary to the trade, if you give me Rocco, I'd be happy. Because now you have a defensive player.
Yep. And we can bring back the Rocco drop.
Yep. And you're still going home in the second round.
Sure
if
are,
you're
bro.
Lucky.
Well, we'll see.
Well, I mean, if you can get out of the first round.
Right. And Rocco can play point guard, so it's okay. my number three trade is Ben Simmons in a first-round pick to the Sacramento Kings for De'Aaron Fox.
Yes.
Talk to me. There you go.
How about Ben Simmons and a first-round pick and a first-round pick and a first-round pick for De'Aaron Fox?
I don't think it's going to cost that much.
What? I mean,
Fox is not a star player.
But he's everything that this team needs as
sure.
far as, I mean, and that's really when you pinpoint when the Sixers really blew it was Markelle Fultz. De'Aaron Fox was in that draft.
By the way, happy anniversary of the Markelle Fultz draft.
Oh, God.
What a day, right?
Is that right today?
Yeah.
They draft two point guards, and neither one of them can shoot.
Well,
or
three if you go back to MCW. That's three straight point guards that can't shoot.
Awesome.
My God.
Well, at least the league's not trending towards
right,
having
point
good
guard
shooters.
Shooting,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. All right. No, that's a no.
That's
really?
A yes.
Yes.
Wow, okay. All right, let's see if I can
hold
get
on, what was the trade again?
Ben in the first for De'Aaron Fox.
Yes. I'm right. Sorry. I'm still thinking about
I know
CJ.
you're not over the CJ McCollum trade. Yeah. You don't like 20-point a game scores. I got you.
No.
Number two, I go Ben, Tyrese Maxey, and a first for Zach LaVine.
Yes.
Ooh, I like that one.
I don't know if Chicago does it,
I
but
like
yes.
That one. Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's tough to read Chicago because they're definitely not good enough to really compete, but they did trade for Vukovic last year. So it seems like they're kind of half in, half out.
Yeah, they tried to make a playoff run because it's been so damn long since they've been relevant. I don't know if they do it, but I'm in.
Well, and plus, yeah.
Hold on. None of these teams would do it. What do you mean? We're trying to give them Ben Simmons and $30 million a year. None of these teams want Ben Simmons and $30 million a year.
Yeah, but think about it. When you trade with the Bulls, you're trading for the best shooting guard in Bulls history, Zach LaVine. So it would be an intriguing trade from that standpoint. And the number one trade that I would make, and this is going to have to depend on this guy wanting out, but I think if he doesn't want out by now, he just is a loser. So that's my number one trade. Ben Tyrese Maxey, Matisse Thybulle, and a first or two firsts for Bradley Beal. If Bradley Beal doesn't want out by now, he's a loser. I wouldn't want him anyway. He's playing hurt in the playoffs. I think he's one of those guys that has a change of scenery, and him and Embiid would just be absolutely perfect together. That's
Love
my
it.
Number one trade.
Love it.
Yeah, man. Absolutely.
And I agree with you. If he doesn't want out, he's a loser.
Like, come on, dude. It's over. Yeah. That team stinks.
Yeah. I normally don't do your whole loser thing. You know, that's you.
Yeah,
you like doing that. You know, my son calls everybody trash.
Washed.
Yeah. Ben Simmons got that, too, at the house Sunday.
Rightfully so.
Boy, we may as well put Ben on that grill Sunday night, because, yeah, it was a firing squad at him. I told you the daughter asked what to do with the T-shirt, man. Like, just wear it in the house.
Yep.
Anyway, yeah, Bradley Beal, we need you to force your way out of there. What the hell does he like down in D.C.?
I don't know. He's playing with Russell Westbrook. Yeah. It's not like that could be fun.
It's not like they have good basketball fans, like a rich tradition. Like, right. MJ retired there.
Yeah, is the school system good or something that the kids are in? Is that what it is?
Well, is it a stupid, like, loyalty thing that people try to – like, why would you be loyal to them?
Yeah, why is he loyal to them? Well, they drafted him and gave him all the money.
Well, that's a good thing to be loyal.
Well, him and Dame Lillard had the same problem.
Yeah, maybe too loyal.
And loyal to a fault.
Northern VA is a great area to raise
sure.
a family, suburban Maryland.
Rich area.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, Potomac.
Yeah, good spots out there.
Well, I watched The Real Housewives of Potomac, so.
Oh, is that right? That's where it is?
Yes.
I spent some Alexandria, yeah. Virginia down there. It's nice down
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
All right, let's see what the people are saying. 215-592-9494. Our Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville on Route 309. If you're getting engaged, Mark's Jewelers is the place to go. Go to Mark's-Jewelers.com. You can actually make an appointment with a diamond expert right there, Mark's-Jewelers.com. Would you trade Ben Simmons to the Trailblazers for C.J. McCollum? Yes, is 63%. 63.4, which is like, I thought it would be a little bit higher, just based on still the reaction to just trade Ben for anything. So there you go. People would trade Ben for C.J. McCollum. Let's go to the phones. Eric and King of Prussia. Hi, Eric.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Eric, how are you, bud?
What's up, B?
I'm good. Hey, Ike, you know Bradley Beal don't want to leave D.C. They don't call it Chocolate City for no reason.
So it's not the schools?
He's a family man, though.
I'm sure he is a family man. There's a lot of family down there. But I do have to disagree with you, Ike. I'm with Johnny on this. You have to get rid of Simmons. You can't put him at the four.
Okay.
If you put him at the four, then what are you going to do with Tobias?
He's at the three.
Tobias plays the four, though. He can't handle the three. He's not athletically defensive good enough.
Well, then, okay. So what are we doing then?
So I'm with him. Sometimes the biggest addition is just a complete subtraction. So McCollum should be good enough. One way or the other, one of the two have to go because we don't have enough money to get the proper point guard that we need.
Yeah. I'm against that, E. And McCollum would be good enough to do what?
Well, McCollum would be good enough to at least set up the shooting guard position. You can bring Seth off the bench where he's more capable to just worry about scoring. Because you see what happened in the playoffs. They isolated him. He got burnt by Lou Will in one game. He got burnt by Herder in game seven.
Mm-hmm.
Seth is better coming off the bench just shooting and limit his liability on defense. So if you move for McCollum, you get some money in return, and you can go get that point guard that you need. I don't think Dinwiddie is it. I'm just saying if you want to put Ben at the four, then you have to move Tobias. Because
good luck with that.
Okay, yeah, I hear what you're saying there.
It would make more sense.
Yeah.
And just so you know, you don't get money. There's not a rebate if you trade Ben Simmons for McCollum. McCollum's making a lot of money too. He's making over $30 million.
Yeah.
Ben and McCollum's salary are comparable. Mm-hmm. So you're not getting extra money to where now you can go out and you can get, oh yeah, now we can get Dinwiddie or we can get another point guard. No, you're pretty much still going to be looking to do a sign and trade if you're looking for a player out there, unless you're going to use that exception that they have.
And by the way, what do you think the little guy out there they call Dame Dollar, what do you think he's going to feel like when I forget, who's the GM out there? It's not Kevin Pritchard still.
Isn't it Neil O'Shea?
I don't know. Anyway, when that GM calls him, by the way, they don't have a head coach right now either. When that GM calls him and says, you know what? We're going to move CJ for Ben Simmons. And Dame's going to say, what?
That's a great idea.
What? First of all, I'm the primary ball handler on this team. That's what I do. So what is Ben Simmons going to do here for me?
Oh. So you just traded me a guy that won't shoot a
that
four.
That won't shoot
make him
the ball.
Four.
Yeah, you're making my job that much harder.
Could you imagine?
Yeah. Imagine what Dame Dollar says. So that's after that trade.
That's how you get Dame. You trade Ben to make him so mad that he demands a trade back to the Sixers.
Okay. Well, I'll
I don't
take
know what
that.
You trade him.
I'll take that. I'm just saying, like, we want to move Ben. Well, we better figure out a way to make Ben attractive.
Got a door and window. Their big sale going on right now. Buy one, get the second at 50% off, plus interest-free financing for up to 18 months. Call Gotta Dorm Window today, 877-GO-GOTTA, or visit goguida.com.
See, we got to figure out a way, and unless it's a star forcing his way out, you got to tell me the team that is eyeing Ben Simmons and saying, that's our missing piece, and I'm willing to give up X amount of players and this and that and the other. Like, is it a team that doesn't have a star player, so we have to take a bunch of young players and draft picks back? Like, what are we getting back in return for Ben Simmons? Who's out there saying that's the guy, that's the missing piece?
That's the problem with the discussion, is that there's no obvious team.
Right.
Because like,
that's why the Sixers are going to be stuck with him unless they give him away.
If they're set up with great players and Ben's the missing piece, they're not going to trade one of their great players back to you
for a $30 million guy who can't score.
No, they're not. So they would have to get lucky, essentially, either accept that a guy like McCollum is good enough and maybe they sweeten a little bit to make it better for the Sixers, or now you're relying on Beal saying, you know what, I want out. I don't want to be here anymore. Trade me. Then you're relying on Dame to do that. Now you're relying on another player to do that. So you don't know if that's going to happen. OG Wade and Chester, the original Wade. What's up, Wade?
What's up, brothers? How we doing today?
All right.
What's up, Wade?
Hey, man, you know, I'm not one to brag. Did I go too far with that one?
Okay. No, because you called it before the series. You did.
Hey, I mean, and again, I'll reiterate this. I'm not saying that they are a better team. I said that.
Right.
I just didn't see us having that many people scoring in double figures on a regular basis. And that's what killed us. You know what I mean? But this dude here, I would get rid of him for a bottle of fish oil. I'm serious. Because what I could do is I could take his salary and I can go sit back and wait. Because there's players out there that really don't want to be with their teams. Like Dame Dollar. I know Dame want to be out of Portland. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So you ain't even really got to trade for him. You can just get him as a free agent. You know what I mean? Because I think he can get out of his contract. I don't think he got much left on there.
Right.
Or Kawhi. Kawhi went out of the Clippers. You know what I'm saying? So there's multiple things that you can do. But to sit around and wait for a suitor, because if I'm listening to us call up here saying what we would get rid of, if you're saying that you only would get rid of Ben for somebody else's star, well, that must mean that you think Ben is a real star. Because to me, Ben is only a star because it's people like – it's a fan voting thing. If the coaches voted for the All-Star, Ben Simmons would not have made the All-Star not one damn time. This is all about that
the fan voting
Instagram
man.
Crap
yep.
and all that.
Yep.
Yeah, man, I'm not – man, I'm telling you, man. I seen this dude – when you got STD, you scared to death to shoot the ball. Brother, that's a problem. That's not something that's going to go away. You know what I'm saying? So 5 years in, and Ben said two things in that press conference Man, I damn near fell out my chair.
What'd he say?
They asked him, what do you think about people talking about trading you? He said, do you want to be in Philly? Ben said, pardon me? I said, he didn't do the pardon me joint. So that means he went back to, you know, when you're coming into the draft, they get you to take these classes and teach you how to answer questions at the press conference. And Ben went back for that joint. He said, pardon me? Mm-hmm. And then he went on and thought about it and said, let me get a good answer that won't get me, you know what I'm saying, too much in trouble.
Sure.
And then the other one was they asked Ben, what was it? I forgot what the hell I was going to say.
Uh-oh.
Oh, really, Jack? Okay, Jack.
Hold on. There's a fly on my drop board in here.
Let me see.
There's a fly. Look, right there. You see it.
That was an accident.
There was a fly on the text line open.
Okay.
There you go. He went right forward. He wants the text line now.
Sensitive touchscreen.
Dude, it's
if a fly
ridiculous.
Can trigger it. Yeah.
Isn't
there's a piece of dust that lands on it sometimes. That's why you hear like John Murphy say, I will crush your face in the middle of like some having an emotional call.
I like
call.
That one.
Yeah, but the one time the guy was like pouring his heart out on the air about something, and all of a sudden it's John Ritchie saying, I will crush your face.
Yeah. I think someone died in his family, and he was telling us how we were helping getting him through, and John Ritchie chimed
yeah.
in.
It was not a good timing.
So just to what Wade was saying about how the fans voted Ben Simmons in, I don't necessarily think it works like that with the reserves. I think it's a combination of players, coaches,
right.
and the media.
Yeah, coaches voted in reserves.
Yeah, he shouldn't have been a starter. I mean, he shouldn't have been an all-star player. I said that then. I Tobias deserved to be on that all-star team more than Ben.
Yeah, he had more of an impact.
He just did. First half of the season, he was more of an all-star than Ben Simmons. I said that then, that Ben Simmons didn't deserve to make the all-star team.
Let's go to Austin. Austin and Nova. Austin, how are you?
I would like to point out that Jack's trades were very much so crowdsourced by I'm not going to say who, but he did text. Someone, perhaps someone who covers the team for those trades. That's
oh, wow.
all I wanted.
Really?
Oh, really?
Like Austin Krell?
That might be me.
And this is Austin right now.
This is me. He texted me a couple hours ago asking for my five best trades, and I gave them to him. And some of them could have been better, but generally I thought he did a good job.
So what are you doing, Austin, with it? Are you trading them or are you trying to hang on?
I mean, how can you bring them back? it's kind of where I sit with it. You can't bring them back. I mean, look at how that whole thing came to an end in spectacular fashion. Even if you do bring them back,
mm-hmm.
The reception he would have, it would be impossible for him to do his job. So I think it's time for it to go.
Let me ask you this, though. How will we know that without him going through the summer? So basically you're assuming that he isn't going to work to get better. He's going to be the same player.
No, I wouldn't make that assumption at all. But I can't in good faith that there's evidence to suggest that he will do that. So, you know, that's sort of where the issue lies in all of this. But, you know, I do think that the longer you wait it out, and the longer you let this, I mean, the memory isn't going to fade completely, but as time goes on, the people are going to forget just how ugly it was in that series.
And, or it can be a footnote, right, in his career. If he gets better and becomes better than a serviceable player out there and can make free throws, then it becomes a footnote. We remember when he struggled. We remember when he didn't do well. LeBron James had one of the worst NBA finals of any superstar against the Dallas Mavericks. We don't forget it. It happened, but it doesn't mean that's what his career was going to be the rest of his career. So, I'm in this position of defending Ben Simmons and sort of making these strong cases that he should be here when the reality is, unless you give me something that's better, I'm not moving off Ben Simmons. I've never been a Ben Simmons fan, and I'm not now. But I'm also not emotional enough that I'm just getting rid of guys because they lost the series. They lost the series. That's you know, everybody's all jacked up on emotion right now. Get him out of here! Get him out of here! Get him out of here! Yeah, well, give me something that's going to make me feel better about. See, that's when I need the John Marks make me feel good drop.
Make me feel good.
Yeah, that's I needed that.
Do it live.
But you got to give me a player
that can do that drop whenever he needs.
Right.
You got to give me a player that's going to make me feel better about my chances. Because what I'm hearing is, I just want him out of here because I'm mad at him right now. whether or not you bring me somebody back that makes me a better team, that gets us further in the playoffs or not. Yeah, I can't make decisions like that. I can't make decisions like that, right? We bring up Wentz and his situation, and I'll say this because I said it then. You're too caught up in trying to win a division in a terrible year, in a terrible division, where this isn't a Super Bowl team. So you're making decisions based on somehow this guy just cost you a Super Bowl championship and you're ready to move on from him because you're having a rough year and you all don't know how to handle it. Don't bench him. You do that, it's over.
And it was over.
And it was over.
You were right about that.
It was over. So you sometimes you got to have enough tough skin and you got to have the ability to shut the radio off and just go into a cave and get this thing fixed. We talk about Ben Simmons. Well, this organization had better change their approach with Ben Simmons.
Yep.
Stop coddling him. Stop babying him. You sit his ass down and tell him, you know what? If this doesn't change, you won't be here after the trade deadline next year. Fact. Factual.
So this is the last, like, this is it.
Yes.
Ben.
You got to put the pressure on him.
Ben, we love you. You have the talent. Now we got to do it.
If you truly, from a big picture standpoint, think, this really can't work. We're going to have to move him. But his trade value is low right now. So how do you motivate him? You got to motivate him with fear now. And if that doesn't motivate him, then he's a lost cause. Then you do have to move on from him. But I got to try to figure out a way to get more out of him.
Yep.
So if nothing else, he increases his trade value.
Man, if you could just trick him into thinking the All-Star game was always a month away,
yeah,
and you'd have an aggressive Ben all the time.
Or if the NBA just take the All-Star game and put it in June, he'd play hard all second half of the season.
Yeah, but isn't that so
– do it like the Pro Bowl.
But isn't that so disappointing that, like, the NBA finals aren't on as motivating point as the All-Star game?
Dude, no, this dude is the disappointing, frustrating, and everything else all wrapped in one. He's been that way. And I can't even pat myself on the back because I'm mad myself about this situation with him. But I'm also saying to myself, I'm not going back to the process. I'm not going back to that. I don't want to go back to being stuck in purgatory. You can't get out of the first round or the second round, and that's where it's at. So before I blow everything up, I'm going to take a deep breath, take a step back, and let this thing marinate just a little while longer. Ben, you can't get much lower than you are right now, brother. Your career in Philadelphia is hanging in the balance.
215-592-9494. Can the 76ers bring Ben Simmons back next season? Marks and Reese text line is coming up next segment. We're back with you next.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.